For more than a century, the powerful De Beers Consolidated Mines, a South African corporation controlled by the Rothschild Bank in London, was able to organize an international cartel, restricting the supply of diamonds on the market and raising the price far above what they would be at market levels. It is not simply that De Beers mined much of the world's diamonds. De Beers persuaded the world's diamond miners to market virtually all their diamonds through De Beers' central selling organization, the CSO, which then graded, distributed, and sold all the rough diamonds to cutters and dealers further down the road towards the consumer. One way it was able to maintain this was through the cooperation of the government of South Africa, who issued licenses for the right to mine and sell diamonds. This was made official by the Diamond Act of 1986 and the establishment of the Diamond Board of South Africa, which has persisted beyond apartheid and under the ANC. De Beers operated and still operates over 90% of the diamond mines in South Africa, and the other mining firms all sold their diamonds through the CSO. In short, the international diamond cartel was only maintained and only prospered because it was enforced by the South African government. There were severe sanctions against any independent miners and merchants who tried to produce quote-unquote illegal diamonds, even though they were mined on what used to be private property. The South African government has invested considerable resources in vessels that constantly patrol the coast, firing on and apprehending supposedly pernicious diamond smugglers. In the 1970s, it was announced that Russia had discovered considerable diamond resources. For a while, there was fear among De Beers and the cartelists that the Russians would break the international diamond cartel by selling in the open market abroad. But of course, the Soviet government was a professional monopolist itself and was all too happy to cut a deal with De Beers to receive an allocation of their own quota of diamonds to sell through the CSO. In fact, many of the companies that sold diamonds through the CSO had nationalized diamond mine industries. As we saw in the case of airlines, national governments like the fixed prices and guaranteed sales of monopoly licenses, and so De Beers realistically had the cooperation of many national governments, especially in Africa. All that changed in the year 2000 when De Beers itself announced that it would be discontinuing the CSO. Why? Why would the controller of the cartel ever decide to give up the cartel? The answer is that it was extremely expensive to maintain and administer. The 1990s had been a time of turbulent fluctuations in diamond demand, and maintaining a fixed price throughout that period proved very costly. It was also complicated by the fact that following the collapse of the Soviet Union, the Russians did indeed end up flooding the market and breaking from the CSO. But for everyone else in the diamond market, the CSO had become almost like a central bank for international diamond producers, with De Beers often the buyer and seller of last resort. So it disbanded the cartel voluntarily. De Beers' market share in diamonds, which stood at 80% in 1990, had collapsed to 37% by 2018. Between 2011 and 2018, the Rapnut 1-carat polished diamond asking price fell by over 50%. Diamonds might be forever, but cartels are not. Now get out.